WMFO in Medford.
Cure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you? You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Chair woman of the reception committee, I welcome you with open arms.
Is that so? How late do you stay open?
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Michelle McGann is approaching the 18th green. If she sinks this putt, the tournament is hers.
But what's this? The caddy is offering her a putter, and she's waving it off.
What's he giving her?
It's sunscreen.
She knows that if you're going to be in the sun, you should protect your skin by using a broad-spectrum waterproof sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher, seeking the shade and wearing a hat. And she sinks it. This message furnished by the American Academy of Dermatology's No Skin Cancer Cover-Up Campaign.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
If you had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful, why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know, I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk! I was on pills!
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Yeah. The computer has never, ever been wrong.
The Beatles, you know, are going to go on till they die, you know? I mean, we can't get away from being the Beatles.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Still tucked on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
What do you guys think of plastic sushi?
I think you shouldn't eat it.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, you.
Plastic.
Strawberries. If you can't trust a computer, who can you trust?
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies and TV shows, documentaries and political speeches, real world historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, in WMFO.org on the web. In case you didn't already know it, I'm your host, Edward Bukert. And, well, tonight I'm posing the question, what's going on with the sun? The winter solstice, the shortest day of the year, was last Thursday, December 21st. But if you're up in the mornings, you may have noticed that sunrise is still coming a little bit later each day. Yeah, last week on the winter solstice, the sun rose at 7:10 a.m. But this morning, it was 7:13. And tomorrow, it's going to be coming up a minute later, 7:14. Well, a couple of seconds later that push it into 7:14. And in fact, the sunrises aren't going to start coming up earlier in the morning until the beginning of next week, January 7th or so. So anyway, this evening, we're noticing that. And we're bringing you a genre-jumping, free-form mix of music celebrating the sun. Before I get any further, thanks to Chris Earl for filling in for a fine set of radio this afternoon. I was tuning in some at home. We started off our show with Shonen Knife and the Japanese version of The Tower of the Sun from their brand new Knife album. Because, you know, one of the things that's important about a Plastic Sushi sound collage is that we always start off with Japanese music. And yeah, at least two songs, maybe more. We got more for you this evening. And then also in my intro set, we heard a clip from George Harrison, The Beatle, about being a Beatle. And we're going to be hearing a lot more from him later in the show. You could say he's our sort of featured audio clip provider from who knows where. For the most part, the format of this evening's Sonic Montage is a three half-hour-ish long main set. And then a short closer at the end. Hopefully I can get that in. And our audio clips include bits from the TV show Third Rock from the Sun, some comments on the making of The Dark Side of the Moon from Pink Floyd bassist Roger Waters and guitarist David Gilmour, and yeah, plenty of thoughts from Beatle George Harrison. Thanks so much for tuning in back again this week after my absences in the middle of December. We were here last week, of course, with our Jesus' birthday theme. And earlier in this week, I spent some lovely time in New York with my family, including my nephews Ryan and Dylan and my brother Philip. I showed my nephew Ryan the recording studio I had set up in my father's basement. And I've got it set up with a whole bunch of Christmas tree lights that I brought up, and then a whole bunch of other colored LEDs. And when I was, when I lived there, and then I went to college, my brother Philip quickly got the room that I had been in, and I was relegated down to the basement. And that's where, when I came home on breaks, I had to sleep on this sofa, this fold-out sofa that was uncomfortable enough. I just took the foam thing and I put it down on the floor. And, well, I've now set that up to be a really cool recording studio, stereo recording studio. So, let's see. In the next set of particular note, we've got two cool cover versions of Pink Floyd songs, celebrating relating to the sun. And also a Pat Metheny covering Jimi Hendrix, along with some genuine dialogue between Jimi Hendrix and his recording engineer, Eddie Kramer, the most famous person in the music industry I ever got coffee for when I was an intern at a North Lakes recording studio in White Plains. So, yes, continuing on with our theme, here is another Japanese band for you. This is The Juice with a song called Hello, Mr. Sunshine. And then we're going to hear Roger Waters and Kinetica with a really cool cover of the Pink Floyd song, Set the Controls for the Heart of the Sun. And then more WRFO in
Hello, Mr. Sunshine. サンシャインとっておきのリズムが僕を踊らせる Mr. Sunshine あなたへ導かれてゆくままに Mr. Sunshine 溢れる光の中で二人は揺れる In the sunshine with you Oh my precious one Mr. Sunshine グッと吹くメロディーが心酔わせる Mr. Sunshine 力いっぱい感じるままに Mr. Sunshine こぼれた涙はあなたへの情熱 In the sunshine
It seemed to me really important. I can't, I've no idea why it did, to have voices on this thing.
Starfleet to scout ship. Will you please give me your position? Over.
I am in orbit around the planet, the third planet of the sun known in the solar.
May this be Earth? Over.
Positive. It is known by the to have some form of intelligent species.
Well, we'll just take a look then. Starfleet to shop. Wait, one more time. I was gonna. Starfleet to scout ship. Please give your position. Over.
I am in orbit around the third planet of star known as Sun. Over.
May this be Earth. Over.
Positive. It is known to have some form of intelligent species. Over.
I think we should take a look.
You getting all that, Jimmy?
Strange, beautiful grass of green with your majestic silver seas. Your mysterious mountains I'd wish to see closer. May I land my kinky machine? Although your world wonders me, with your majestic and superior cackling hen, your people I do not understand, so to you I shall put an end. And you never hear surf music again. That sounds like a lie to me. Come on, man, let's go home.
in those days was a performance, every bit as much as doing a gig.
Plans to build a nuclear fallout shelter at Peterborough in Cambridge.
Three High Court judges have cleared the way for Cardiff.
It was announced today that the room.
Thank you. star Sid Vicious is dead after taking an overdose of heroin last night. Police say his death was an accident. Vicious, real name John Simon Ritchie, left a New York prison only yesterday. He was released on $50,000 bail, charged with the murder of his girlfriend, Nancy Spungen, last October. His mother met him at the prison gates. Vicious went to a party to celebrate his release. Then, according to police, he took the heroin. He'd been having treatment to give up his addiction. Apparently, last night's dose was too potent.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time sound collage right here on the 91.5 FM airwaves of WMFO in Medford. This evening, We're celebrating the sun, soul, the center of our solar system, and the giver of life, the all creatures cure on planet Earth. We began that first main set of the evening with a Japanese band, of course, The Juice, and a song called Hello, Mr. Sunshine. And then some of those audio clips from who knows where that we're famous for, mixing in between the songs. We heard a clip from Pink Floyd's bassist, singer, and often songwriter Roger Waters talking about some of the concepts for The Dark Side of the Moon and why it was important to have those interviews with those little bits of people saying things, which certainly inspired me and is an important part of the way we make these sonic montages for you to broadcast on the air. And then we heard a very cool cover of a Pink Floyd song by Kinetica, Set the Controls for the Heart of the Sun, from one of the two perfect electronic tribute to Pink Floyd volumes. This one, actually the second one. And then some bluegrass. David Grisman, Morning Sun from Tone Poems. Some dialogue between Jimi Hendrix and his engineer at the time, Eddie Kramer. Some studio talk referencing the song Third Stone from the Sun. And as I mentioned before, Eddie Kramer was the most famous person in the recording in the music industry I've ever gotten coffee for. Back around 1979 and 80, I was an intern at a recording studio in White Plains, New York. And I didn't realize how profoundly important he was at the time. And then we heard Pat Metheny's incredibly cool cover version of Third Stone from the Sun from Stone Free, a tribute to Jimi Hendrix. That's a perfect album, too. And then David Gilmour of Pink Floyd explaining how back in the day before studio automation, when everybody, well, when you were doing things that there was lots going on, as Pink Floyd albums were, everyone get up behind the big mixing board and they'd have their sliders to control, and the mix was a musical performance of sorts. And then we heard Pink Floyd tribute band, cover band, Floyd had their version of Two Suns in the Sunset, the electro psychedelic trick blitzkrieg mix from their album The Floydian Propulsion Project. And then a band called Loop Guru, a song called Sun. I discovered them in San Francisco. They were background music in a shop selling tie-dye t-shirts off of Haight Ashbury Street. For many, many years, I wore their shirts, and then I got onto making my own tie-dye t-shirts, and that's what I wear now. So in our next set here, we're going to be hearing, we're going to be hearing some classic rock referencing the sun from Cream. And yeah, Cream with Ginger Baker, the drummer, and Jack Bruce, the bass player and singer, and Eric Clapton, the guitar player. As I used Jack Bruce quote on my holiday cards a while back. If you make a mistake, do it again so they think you meant it. Great advice. We'll also be hearing from The Police and The Eagles. Yeah, all sun songs, sunrise songs. And also some jazz from Glenn Miller. And we're going to start off with what is like a perfect Beatles song. You know, the Beatles have three songs about the sun, and we're going to be hearing each of them in the next set. To start off, this George Harrison's Here Come the Suns. with an impeccable George Martin production. I believe the guitar is sent through a rotating Leslie speaker, and then all the different synthesizer voicings that come on. And this is also the first song ever played on WMFO when the station started broadcasting in January of 1970. Thanks so much for a former WMFO DJ who called in during the last set. Former WMFO DJ from the 1980s. Looking forward to getting your email, yeah. But right now, let's get going. With, yes, an impeccably well-produced song, and the first song ever played on WMFO when the station started broadcasting January 1970. The genius of George Martin and George Harrison and all the rest of them.
Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
You pompous, judgmental, and completely self-absorbed. Would you be my friend?
Sunshine of your want you. Yes, I'm with you, my love. It's the morning, just we two. I'll stay with you, darling, now. I'll stay with you till my seas are dried up. I've been waiting so long.
A few years ago, I made a batch of my famous rum balls for Christmas. They were so popular that this year, just on a whim, I made 20 batches, enough for the whole department.
It's funny that you would have that much rum around.